There was one or two kind of halfway graded roads through the parish, you know. And then the rest of them, little old country roads, and most of them was.
Yeah. What, the roads were all, they weren't?
No gravel or nothing, just dirt roads. No. I was in the 20s when they put this here, 190 through here.
Yeah.
That was the first gravel road in this part of the area.
Yeah. Now, the first house you come up in?
Log house. Log houses, all of us practically just cut these round logs and pin them up, you know.
No kidding? How would they fit them logs? Would they?
Well, you would just like making a pin.
Cut it.
You would notch them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to cut them, you know, pretty long, you know, get them straight. Say about 5 inches through long like that and tool them. Spies, you know what a house should make out of
them. And you put mud in the cracks, didn't you? In
some
between.
Didn't, some didn't, some did.
That was the general procedure of putting mud through
and
there.
And just split out boards and faced them.
I helped make a, then it was a common thing here, was a dirt chimney.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we had all that dirt chimney dirt one chimney. Time.
You'd make up them balls and they called those cats.
It put was straw
mud, mud and straw. And you'd just get out like a bunch of kids playing in a mud hole. You'd start a clay, you know, in. With clay, you make them cats, and that's what kept stacking them on. You had some that was doing that.
Yeah, put sticks around every time you put a layer of cats and fix down, then you put another stick around, you see, and go around, around, and come out the top above it. They were safe, too. I don't believe I'd know the house burning down.
They got a log cabin right here in Livingston.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a.
Yeah.
Recently, you know, say within what, 20 years it was built there. When,
I never knew much about anything but a little house back there around, you know, 1800 and like that, and a good long time after that.
Then don't take it away from
them. All right, now you can go out in the country and find some of your finest homes, fine as you can find in any city, you know, or out through the country, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, regular mansions, some of them is.
Trinkets.
But that ain't been too many years, you know. I guess since Second World War, most of that's come about.
Yeah. You're part of the University of Georgia, or?
No, I'm from.
27. I said 27.
All right, we're going to meet you. Nice to meet you, sir.
I'll see you. Good luck to you in your endeavor.
Okay, thank you a lot.
Daddy, we'll see you later. Okay. You're not going to church tonight, huh?
No, I'm going to take off tonight. I'm going to start back here tonight.
Well, we'll pick up some supper and I'll bring you something up here after a while, okay?
Well, it'll have to be something sort of light, Jesse.
Daddy knows what you eat, huh?
Huh?
Betty knows what you eat.
I reckon so. This year, I took a lot.
Tell you what you do. Give us a call when you get a chance, okay?
Huh?
Give us a call down at the house when you get a chance.
Yeah, but you want me to fix supper, Betty gonna?
No, I tell you, we're gonna fix something for you.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, nice meeting.
Nice to meet you,
sir. Sound like a winner.
Okay. Like what?
Like a winner. For me.
Yeah.
Yeah, a winner for me.
That's the truth. I guess that's one of the, I don't know. When you get up, you got kids to take care of. You can get them to fix all your things for you, right?
Well, they do it right smart. I don't depend on them, though, after
sure.
I get on feet, you know, but they do. They help.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, this boy here has done a lot of traveling. He works, he's been out on running jobs or running them on instruments where they're putting in, you know, southern instruments. He's been coming up Maine, you know, and oh, I don't know how many states he has worked in.
Really?
He likes Savannah, though. They want me to go back there, and he's got hopes maybe. Now, he's not working now at the firm now. He's just working out of the hall. But he's going back on the road, and they're going to put a big extension or something on one over there, I believe. And he figures he's going to get it.
Southern Instrument?
Southern Instrument. It's a national, you know, all over. Southern Instrument. I don't know, it's got an initial name, I forget. Well, he's been at that 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
They pay him, you know, good money and pay him big money for their,